African Cardinal, Abortion Pandemic is New Holocaust. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 12, 2019. The redoubtable South African Cardinal Wilfred Napier has compared the current abortion pandemic to the Nazi Holocaust, noting ties between the creation of the lethal gas used in concentration camps and the production of the abortion pill. On Tuesday, the Cardinal retweeted a message from pro-life advocates at Live Action, asking, "Did you know that the same company that created the gas to exterminate innocent people in the Holocaust also developed the abortion pill that kills innocent babies? So, it's correct to call the abortion pandemic the new Holocaust," declared Napier, who is the Catholic Archbishop of Durban, South Africa. In its original tweet, Live Action linked to shocking revelations that the abortion pill, formerly called RU486, has ties to the manufacturer of the deadly gas Cyclone B, used by the Nazis during the Holocaust. Cyclone B was originally used as a pesticide against rodents and other vermin until the Nazis realized the gas, manufactured by the German chemical company IG Farben, could also be used as a way to exterminate large numbers of humans, the group notes in an article. Among many other products, the German company manufactured the gas chamber poison, and Farben played so central a role in the Holocaust that it came to be known as the Devil's Chemist, the article states. Farben's factories exploited the labor of more than 35,000 slaves, many from Auschwitz, and built its own concentration camp to improve efficiency. Research for the abortion pill began under the supervision of French researcher Étienne-Émile Balou in conjunction with the French drug company Roussel-Uclaf, for whom he was a consultant. Roussel-Uclaf's parent company Hoechst AG was one of three corporations that emerged from the breakup of IG Farben, the German chemical company that manufactured the cyanide gas, Cyclone B, for Nazi death camps, the article notes, citing the New York Times. The idea was to find a substance that would prevent the uterus from receiving progesterone and thus prevent it from holding on to the fertilized egg, the Times wrote. The goal was accomplished when, in 1980, Roussel-Uclaf had developed RU486. After the war, IG Farben changed its name and became known as Hoechst AG. Today, Hoechst is a gigantic multinational corporation with subsidiaries all over the world, including the United States, it states. In short, the same company that manufactured the Cyclone B gas used in the Nazi extermination camps also produced the fatal pill that is now being used in U.S. abortion clinics. Is there any good reason, other than political correctness, why abortion is not defined as and declared immoral and illegal, as the hate crime of our era? Tweeted Napier last February. Live Action was founded in 2003 by pro-life activist Lila Rose, who was just 15 years old at the time. Lila began undercover investigations in 2006, while studying at UCLA at the age of 18. Follow @WilliamsRome.